You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. I have Amber Yoder here from our marketing department. Amber, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
We're going to continue. Amber was asking me some of these questions. You as a client are going to want to ask your branch manager or somebody that you trust in your bank.
So, Steve, if I was a customer, what kind of bank account do I need?
So whenever a client asks me that question, or they come into my desk, my office, and they say, hey, I'd like to open up a savings account, or I'd like to open up a checking account, we really need to have a little bit of a deeper conversation. A mom and dad are coming in, and they've got a college student, and they're asking for a savings account. Well, let's dig a little deeper. Is it really a savings account, or is what you really need a checking account? They know what they need, and that's why, you know, a good banker, a good manager is going to ask some of those deeper questions, those questions. Let's find out how you're going to use your account. So the answer to that one, what kind of bank account do I need? Well, it depends on your needs.
So here's a big question. Are you incentivized to sell me more products?
This is 100% a legitimate question that you need to ask. So, yeah, Amber, we were talking before the show. I don't want to throw any other bank under the bus. So we're not going to mention any names. We're all part of the same community. I have in my banking career, worked for two previous financial institutions, both in kind of different parts of the country. And the mindset is completely different here at County National. I had it with one bank. I had a metric. I had goals. I had a mortgage goal, a closed mortgage loan. An increase in deposit base and an increase in the number of new to bank checking accounts, all of those. And the pressure to meet those goals was so high because if you didn't meet at least two out of those three goals for 3 months in a row, you were let go. You were terminated.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about stress and pressure. County National doesn't have that. So another bank that I worked for, it was more me managing. I was a producing sales manager. So we had a certain number of credit cards we had to sell. We had a certain number of new accounts that we had to open up. All of these metrics that we were based on, we used that word incentivized, and we often think of, hey, are you going to get a bonus because I opened this account with you? And for one of the banks that I worked for, the answer was yes. The incentive, the bonus that I would receive was dependent upon how many credit cards, let's just use that one, my team would convince people to buy, to apply for. To me, it does two things. Number one, it creates an extremely stressful work environment. I want to encourage my team to be able to grow and develop themselves and what I can do to help develop them. But second, at the same time, I know that the conversations that I have with the clients, I'm going to kind of struggle a bit with this thought in the back of my head of, hey, I have to meet this goal or my job is in danger. Mm-hmm. I may have to write somebody up because they didn't sell enough checking accounts or, again, credit cards. So to me, that kind of environment is not healthy. It's not good for the client. And I'm just going to say that County National Bank does not have that type of bonus structure or that type of incentive program. We don't have that culture. That's not our mindset. Now, the answer to this question is both yes and no. So I've given you the no's. What do we not do? I have two primary goals. The first one is not a metric. The first one is do what's best for the client. And every bank, every company, that's what they say that you need to do is do what's best for the client. Now, yes, I am incentivized. My second metric is yes, I do have a goal that I need to meet, but it's a nebulous goal. And I won't go into any details about it, but it's not something that affects what kind of conversation I have with a client. So sometimes, when we're talking about, let's talk about debt consolidation. The best option for a client may be that I refer them to Brandy Titus, who we had on the show here. The best conversation may be, let's look at taking a personal loan and have that conversation. It may be, can we tap into the equity of your home? All of those things, I am free as the branch manager, as a loan originator here, I am free to have those conversations and advise the client to do whatever I think is best for them, not whatever the bank says, well, hey, we need you to, again, sell more of XYZ product. Never, ever in any of our sales meetings, in any of our advisory board meetings, have we ever had the conversation of, well, hey, we need to sell more of this. So that in and of itself is a huge culture shift. And I was just talking with Chris Clark. We were working at the Steak Shack at the fair. So that tells you when this was recorded. We were just working there last night. And he said, so how do you like working for County National? It was just him and I there late at night. And I said, Chris, honestly, the culture here is significantly different. I can have organic, real, authentic conversations with my clients and not feel like I have to push a product or that I have another sales manager breathing down my neck telling me, well, how come you didn't cross-sell XYZ to the client? The answer is usually because, well, the client didn't need it. But there's not a, you know, if the client doesn't need it and you don't sell it, it means you're also not hitting your goal. So not here, not at County National Bank. I like the company that I work for. It's good.
Sounds like a win-win.
I think so, for both of us.
Yep.
Okay, so Amber, in preparation for this, not only do we have these five questions that the client needs to ask their banker, their branch manager, but at the same time, turning it around from the other direction, I came up with five questions that I would like to be able to ask my clients. Now, sometimes I have the opportunity to ask them. Oftentimes I don't, but I want to plant these questions in the mind of my clients because I would like them to come back and tell me, you know, hey, Steve, I heard this on the radio and this is how I would answer this question. So I'm just going to go through them. Our time is really short. I'm going to go through
Perfect.
Them super fast. I think the biggest one is what can our bank, what can County National Bank do to better serve your needs? And this is one of those, again, the kind of a question that comes with what kind of bank account do I need? What can we better do to serve your needs? What solutions do we have? Because we don't have products, we have solutions. and solutions exist to fix a problem. What concerns, what questions, what problems are you having now that you know we can help you with, that we can fix? And tied in with that is number two is how satisfied are you with our solutions, with our services that we're providing for you? Whenever somebody calls me up and says, oh, I'm banking with you know this bank down the street here and I'm so frustrated because this is happening, I never want to be the reason why somebody calls another bank and says, I'm frustrated with County National Bank because of this. If there's something that's happening that's bothering you, I really want you to come tell us. I really want you to come and explain, this is what's going on. Can we make it stop? Or how can we, all right, you know, question number two that we asked, how can I reduce my bank fees from our last segment? How satisfied are you with our solutions and with our services? Question number three would be, what value do you see in what we're providing to you? Okay, so I want to know what kind of value are we providing? Number four would be, what are your biggest challenges? Are you in a growth stage right now? Are you in an expense reduction stage? How's your cash flow? What are your biggest challenges? Have you considered asking your bank, us, okay, if we have something that can help you with that? And then last, I always like to know, just because I'm a little competitive myself, why did you choose us over the competition? There's a number of banks in the area. Why did you choose County National? What drew you to us? I think that's a good question that helps us then identify. It's good feedback. Helps us identify our strengths. And if there's something that we could be doing better, then we definitely want to know. And with that last question, we've used up all of our time. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of the folks who joined us in our program today. Remember to join us every second and fourth Tuesday at 6:15 p.m. here on WLEN. This has been the CNB Community Corner. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Our sound engineer has been Brad Taphouse, and our special guest joining us again today has been Amber Yoder from our marketing department. Amber, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
County National Bank is banking that stays in the community. County National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.